my new friend, Amy. Amy, how do you pronounce your last name, please?
Lachelle.
Lachelle. Amy Lachelle can be found, I'm not sure what days, I think maybe Fridays, at the corner with a pink convertible that is filled with flowers. It is her business. It is her business, the Boho Bouquet Bar. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Before we talk about the joys of flowers, you're a child of Arlington Heights, yes?
Yes.
And where'd you go to school?
Hersey High School, Eisenhower Grade School, MacArthur Junior High.
And you obviously have had a career. I in doing modest research, I don't like to do too much research about guests because I like to learn something in the moment. In the moment, you have been a life coach, yes?
Yes, I still am a certified life coach and a certified domestic violence advocate.
Oh, good for you! And you're also a singer, yes?
Well, on a good day. It's a passion, a hobby. I have been part of Chicago Cabaret Professionals on the board, off the board, etc. I've done a handful of cabaret shows, but that's not my mainstay.
When the Boho Bouquet Bar started in
2024? Yes, September 1st.
How did it start, and why did it start?
Well, would you like the bohemian flower child version or the life happens version?
I'd like them both, frankly, Amy. I like both versions.
Okay, well, the bohemian, the romantic version is I had a dog. His name was Vino, of 17 and a half years. I've lived with him longer than any other person in my life. And when he passed a year and a half ago, the garden, specifically our French garden, I had lived in France, southern France, for 7 years. Mm. And that was our favorite place. And I had thousands of roses and lavender, and it just was our happy place. I would listen to music. He would run around. Well, after he passed, it was kind of crazy. I was back here in Chicago, and after a short stint, about 3 years during the pandemic, mm-hmm. in Cabo, Mexico, I returned back home, and he passed, and all these social media posts were coming up showing flowers and bicycles with flowers, mm. and it just made me kind of think, am I supposed to be doing something with flowers? Is this what he's bringing to me? That whole woo-woo angel factor.
Yeah, know? sure. I get
it. And, so I started investigating. And so here's that life happens part. I also needed to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how can I create all of this into a business? And from there it just went off.
had you been working in your previous life, pre-COVID life, as a life coach? Was that your profession?
Yes, somewhat. I received my certification while the pandemic was happening and also going through a life-altering moment, you know, one of those divorces.
Yes, they're all life-altering.
Yeah, one of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
What were you doing in France?
Well, that was when I had the corporate wife lifestyle.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
You lived in Nice, did you not?
I did.
It's a nice place to live. That's a nice place to live.
It's very nice. It's beautiful.
And then what were you doing in Cabo? You spent time there, too? That's a well... What was it? Was the dog's name Vino, did you say?
Vino, as in wine.
Oh, wow. Even better.
I know.
It's a well-traveled dog. What were you two doing in Cabo? Same thing?
Well, Cabo is just, I think for most of the world, we just needed to take a little break and
sure.
re-collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. I sang some there, which was such an unexpected gift.
Sure.
And then decided it's time to come home. And so here I am.
You don't live in Arlington Heights anymore. You live in the city? You don't have to tell. Don't give me your address. You know, and you don't live in your car, do you?
No, I do not. It's too small.
Well, the first time I heard of you was from the incredible Kathy Murray, who said, God, there's a woman down the street selling flowers out of a van. You started this whole boho bouquet bar in a van. Is that correct? Let me check my facts here.
Yes, I did. So when I started investigating and falling down that Google research path,
mm-hmm.
From the social media and the bikes with the flowers, that's where it started.
Yeah.
I was riding around a bike, right?
Right.
And then I started investigating, researching other companies around the country, which were mainly vintage pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
That could have a canvas top to cover the sun as protection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when I went to the business office to get licensed and certifications, not certifications, but permits, it led me to, they weren't really sure how to permit it. It wasn't a retail business. It's not a food truck. So what to do with it?
Yeah, sure.
It took 4 months, but originally they were thinking I needed to conduct business on the van. It was a huge Sprinter van.
Gotcha.
It was beautiful, and it served as a billboard. It served its purpose.
No question.
I drove it around the first 7 months. And then I was given a permit as a peddler. And a peddler, and we see them all around Chicago, God bless their souls, and the hard work they do.
Sure.
You know, they can push carts, et cetera. And so I didn't really need the huge van, which was very cumbersome to park, et cetera. And so only recently did I downsize into the convertible, because I also learned along the way that I could, well, not I could, I did, I was invited to do many indoor bouquet bars.
Huh.
Probably 50% of my business.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, because it's such, and it attracts, I don't know what, I'd be the worst businessman in the world, but it certainly attracts the human eye when you are parked at Bellevue and Rush Street. I'm sure that's true of the other places you wind up parking too. And you're also, I mean, obviously you can tell by how lively Amy is in conversation. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
And
I could see it in your interaction with the people walking by the corner. I'm sure when someone says, hi, and you obviously get in a conversation with many people, and that is obviously how that leads to your inside work, yeah?
Yes, yes, and thank you for noticing or picking up on any of that energy, because I've always called it, whether it was the Sprinter van or the small convertible, that it's joy on wheels.
Oh, that's
and
a- Well
every
put.
Bouquet has a story. Literally, every bouquet, I'm told stories with our interactions, and some people cry, some people are joyous.
Mm.
I've heard stories I've never heard about.
Sure.
And it's, I don't think of it as sales.
Right.
I think of it as an interaction where the flowers are the medium, and that is what makes it so special.
Well, and it's also, it is, in a sense, it's sidewalk life coaching, as far as I'm concerned, don't you think?
I've often joked that I should be like Lucy and Charlie Brown, where you deposit a nickel for the therapy.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Amy LaChapelle, we got to take a little break, but please stay on the line, and we'll talk some more about what I think is a fascinating, and potentially very successful business. My guest, Amy LaChapelle, has discovered a business, a road, a thing called Boho Bouquet Bar, which is her traveling. It's like a floating crap game, Amy. You know what I mean? It's like a floating, flower shop. And you wind up, I met you where you are regularly. You're at the corner of Rush and Bellevue. Tell people when you are, and I suppose if the weather is really lousy, you're not out anywhere, but where do you park?
So, yes, sometimes I do feel like a weather woman, by the way. I check it probably 4 times a day.
Oh, sure. No, I don't doubt that.
All the weather stations say something different, right?
Yes.
And with flowers, we have to not only anticipate rain or snow, but also the humidity,
of course, sunshine. Sure.
Because now my car is not covered either.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a huge learning curve to just figure out what's going to be sustainable in the sun, et cetera. So my regular spots are Fridays, as you said, in the Gold Coast,
mm-hmm.
Which is a full circle moment for me, by the way, because, oh gosh, it has to be, I'm dating myself, 35 years. That has been my spot. I'm a Chicago girl,
mm-hmm.
So it goes way back.
Sure.
And so it's really great to be back there again, and I run into a lot of friends I haven't seen in 10, 15 years.
Oh, that's great, too. That's great for you, too. Yeah, yeah.
It's lovely, because they see the pink car or the pink van.
It's hard to miss.
It's hard to miss. And I have to say, Tavern Gibson's, they've been very supportive, and I serve their customers as well. So it's been lovely. So Wednesdays, I go to River North by Erie and Kingsbury,
mm-hmm.
at the park.
Sure.
And
you're near the Erie Cafe. Yeah.
Yes. And that's been really lovely as well. And the other spots, I've checked what's happening around the city. So mm-hmm. I go to Southport and Lakeview, where I had lived for a period of time. And I've run into a lot of old friends there as well. Old Town from time to time. Lakeshore East.
Mm.
Which is lovely, but I also do local deliveries for free, and now my customers are getting to know, they can DM me on Instagram or text me within, you know, giving me 24 hours notice, because I go to the wholesaler at least 5 times a week, so everything I do is custom.
How do they find you? Should they just Google, because you don't have a website yet, should they just Google Boho Bouquet Bar, and will that lead them to you?
So not having a website was a conscious choice.
Okay.
Because everything I do is custom.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I could have a landing page, but what is it really going to tell them?
Exactly, yeah,
the
I get
story,
it.
The story is on Instagram, and that's kind of where everything's leading nowadays.
Sure.
So Instagram is boho_bouquet_bar.
Gotcha.
And, of course, you'll see a lot of pink.
Gotcha. Well, and you do know that this interview now is laying the foundation of a story that I will want to write about you for the Chicago Tribune. I'm fascinated with your business. You had to, at one point, you had to sort of get it all launched. You had to do a GoFundMe, did you not?
I did, and thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate your interest and continuing interest. Yes, I did, because that we'll save that, I guess, for the interview. Launching a business and
it's hard.
Trying to get grants and small business, woman-owned grants, et cetera. I actually took a class in it, and it's an abyss.
Well, but it also sounds like the other fact that you were reconnecting with people who you have known over the years in various areas of Chicago, that seems very rewarding, is it not?
It's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really a gift. Yes.
Do you do any singing these days? Not in the shower, but in public? In public venues? Do you? Where?
Well,
where?
Well, the last cabaret show I produced, and I had I invited five other singing friends to mm-hmm. be part of the show, and of course the amazing Becky Menzie is my musical director, et cetera.
She's the trio. Becky's the greatest.
I mean, I chills now speaking about her. She's always been my musical director. Anyway. The last one I did was in November, and that was to celebrate a big birthday, as we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done one since because I'm really focusing all my energy into this business. But I can be found singing a little bit, you know, on the street, purposely outwardly singing a big song. But also, when I'm at the wholesaler, it's quite funny. I'll sing or whistle when I go in there to buy flowers, which I've never done before. I'm not a whistler.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
And I just do.
Yeah.
And I dance. When you are through there.
What? Let me ask you. What? Without being too specific, what neighborhood do you live in now? Where are you living in Chicago?
Let's just say I'm looking at the boat on the river and Lake Michigan right now, and it's stunning.
Well, you could be in this very studio, for God's sake. That's the view from here. What did you do? You started this in September. You said September 1st, 2024. Yeah. What did you do during the proverbially nasty winters that we have in Chicago?
Well, that was interesting because I was romanticizing being out. This is when I had the Sprinter van,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'd open up the door and I'd have my bouquet bar.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be beautiful to have the snow falling? It's
sure.
like a Hallmark movie, right?
Yeah, right.
And it would be lovely. Well, I learned the hard way. And hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That flowers die when it's under 32 degrees.
So that's
when I really realized I need to watch the weather. And it was very interesting during Valentine's Day. I had, fortunately, unexpectedly, corporate gigs and thousands of dollars of orders and these indoor gigs, but transporting the flowers in the snow and when it was cold, it was crazy. So,
you are going to. I mean,
a learning curve.
Well, I think this summer has been. I'm thinking pretty good for you, and you're looking forward to your next winter business jaunt in Chicago, are you? I mean, you've learned a lot. You know, starting any business is a learning experience, for goodness sake. Yeah.
Yes, very much so. And I embrace it all. I mean, learning, you know, when we stop learning,
yeah, you might as well. Yes,
right?
Exactly.
I don't want to see the alternative.
You have a new dog now?
I do not. My business is not really
conducive to
to it right now. Well, right? But I hope to.
I'll tell you, if it was a well-trained dog, it would just be another wonderful embellishment to the traveling flower shop you have. Because the car, it's bright, bright, bright pink, ladies and gentlemen. And almost impossible to miss. Amy, I will see you soon. Thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for doing what you do. I think it's a lovely addition to Chicago. There's not enough of that. You may think there are lots of street vendors around, but it ain't New York and it ain't Paris, and I'm all for everything we can get. Amy spells her last name Lechelt, L-E-C-H-E-L-T. You can find her on Instagram at boho_bouquet_bar. Amy, thanks a million. Continued success, and I'll be in touch, and we'll write a story. Okay?
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm so glad
I bumped into you. You are enriching the city by what you do.